Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Yeah, good morning. It's Ian from FreeKeen.com.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, great, great. Just a couple of comments. And unfortunate that that last woman was reinforcing this silly red team, blue team mentality that just infects this country. To act as though Democrats aren't influenced by big business as well is just completely ludicrous.
You did hear us say it. You did hear us say that depending on the issue, it goes one way or the other. The lobbyists,
yeah.
The problem is the lobbies and K Street.
Corporations are giving contributions to both sides of the aisle.
Right.
And something I wanted to comment on, the gentleman that called earlier, I love his passion about how corrupt and evil he feels that the government is. And I think he's absolutely correct. Of course, I don't think that the people in government believe that they're evil. They probably think they're doing what's right or what they believe in. However, the fact is...
What's right for them in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
Government is an agency of coercive force, so it naturally attracts people who are corrupt or are likely to be corrupt because people in search of power tend to want to wield that power over others. So we shouldn't be surprised when government does corrupt evil things because that's what government's nature is. And you asked him about his preferences for president, and he didn't mention Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. I would like to suggest to him and anybody else that's fed up with the status quo of the establishment that they take a look at Ron Paul because he truly is the exception to the rule of politicians. Whereas most politicians are people in search of power over others, it is truly, Ron Paul is the one candidate that, well, of course, he was absolutely against this war from the very beginning. But also his voting record quite clearly shows that when he talks about small government and he talks about reducing the role of government in our lives, that he's actually voted for it, unlike many of these other politicians that talk out of both sides of their mouths. One other final correction. An earlier caller used the term isolationism incorrectly. Pulling out from other countries militarily is not isolationism. That's non-interventionism. Isolationism is where you shut down your country's borders, you don't allow trade, you don't allow anybody to leave and come. I mean, so what people like Ron Paul and liberty activists are proposing is a policy of non-interventionism, that is, not meddling in the affairs of other countries.
So isolationism,
and that's what George Washington was talking about.
So isolationism would be considered like Cuba?
We are isolating ourselves from Cuba, yes, and that's a silly policy, those sanctions that are being placed on Cuba, because it just, all it really does is punishes the Cuban people as opposed to their corrupt government, which is tragic.
Okay.
So we should trade with all countries.
Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye now.